My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and this past week, I regret to say, yet again, being sharp and biting with my kids. But it goes both ways, because I was brushing Hill's teeth. I had him, Hill's my five-year-old son. I had him up on the bathroom counter, so we're like face-to-face. He's at the same height as me, and I'm there helping him brush his teeth. And I get to this part, and I'm like, I need to brush the front of his teeth. So I said, grr, like a lion, like grr. And when I do that, he doesn't grr. He goes, Dad, your teeth are yellow. And I said, yeah, well, you're short. And he said, I'm going to grow someday, but your teeth will still be yellow. No, he didn't say that. And I didn't say you were short, but I was like, dude, that's cold. It's because I have to drink volumes of coffee because you and your siblings wake up at all hours of the night. This is your fault, son. And I smoked all through my 20s and other bad hygiene habits. But he was telling me he's looking at his own like pearly whites because he hasn't had a lifetime of, you know, past years of nicotine and decades of coffee and all this stuff. He's looking at my teeth and he's like, dude, what happened to you? Like, do you not brush your own teeth? Why are you doing this to mine? Like, hey, I'll take the night off. Why don't you work on those beauties? But he was comparing them because then he like turns and looks and they're white. And I know now I'm self-conscious. You're looking at mine. You're like, yeah, your son's right. Man, have you tried Crest Ultra White? Yes. Okay. Yes, I have. He's looking at his and then looking at mine. What he's doing is making a comparison. It's just a simple comparison. He's 5 years old. Nobody taught him how to do that. He's like, I'm looking at yours. I'm looking at mine. I'm looking at yours. I'm looking at mine. They're different. He's making a comparison. And we do it all the time. Make comparisons. Comparisons. Compare is sin. To compare is sin. Comparison. Compare is sin. Like, think about it all the time. As a former, I still struggle with it, people pleaser, fear of man. To compare is sin. When you make a comparison about yourself and others or them against you or you against them or whatever it may be, when we're making those comparisons, we are sinning. We're comparing ourselves against others and we were never made to do that. We were never meant to do it. And yet we do it all the time. We do it here even when we look around and think about other people's stories. So anybody here on social media? Don't worry, I'm not gonna like comparison you. Although, clinical studies have said that social media causes depression. It causes depression and anxiety. So congrats, I'll be your motivational speaker for the night if you're on social media. It causes depression. They knew this in the last year, they figured out why. They knew that it did. Social media caused depression. Now they know why. It's because of social comparison. You're getting online, you're looking at everybody else's top 2 or 3%, comparing it to your 100%, and you're like, well, I don't go paragliding in Tahiti. So my life sucks. And I didn't get invited to that party, and I don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend like this person. I didn't just get engaged. I didn't get to that FOMO, all the different things. It's just incessant comparison, and it brings about depression and anxiety. It's not good for us. It hurts us. To compare is sin. God never asks us to compare ourselves to those around us. In fact, it's the opposite. He tells us in the Bible that there have been distinct gifts given to each people. It says that sufferings of Christ overflow to us individually. And so everybody's got a own unique story. You've got your own sin flavors that you're pulled towards. You've got your own gifting. You've got your own genetic makeup. You've got your own IQ or emotional quotient. You've got your own family of origin. You've got your own opportunities or lack thereof. You've got your own spiritual gifts. You've got your own experience and background and preparation for whatever it is. Like, everybody's got all different things. Somebody have different opportunities. Everybody's got a different bag, like entirely, both good and bad, all mixed together. But what we tend to do is look across the room at each other instead of upward, which is what the Lord says to do in the scriptures. It says in 1 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, it's going to be the verse on the screen. It says, I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that doesn't make me innocent. The Lord is my judge. He's like, I don't care what you think about me. In fact, from a prideful standpoint, I don't even care what I think about me. I think I'm okay, but that doesn't make me innocent. God's the judge. He's the one. And so if I'm going to compare myself against anybody, it should be against Christ, and then plead with the Holy Spirit that he would shape me more into the conformity of Christ, which is the Spirit's job, to sanctify us and to shape us into the image of the Son, to make us into him. So to compare is sin, and that we would only look to the Lord, find our identity in him, my life defined, that I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.